Like Sam mentioned earlier, we're a golf ball for the people. We want people to go out and have some fun, save some money while they're doing it so they can get out and play more rounds.
All right, folks, welcome back to the Golf Unfiltered podcast. I'm your host, as always, Adam Fonseca over at golfunfiltered.com. You can follow me on Twitter at Golf Unfiltered. You can find me on Instagram and Facebook and all those other fun places that people like to look. And you can certainly send me an email at the new email address, golfunfiltered@gmail.com. So tonight, we have two guests on the show from a golf brand that I think is safe to say is probably one of the more popular up-and-coming golf brands out on social media today. Everyone wants to know a lot about Cut Golf and what this new indie golf brand and interesting service line, which we'll get into here in a little bit, is all about. And with me today from Cut Golf, we have Mr. Sam Weeprapasorn. Did I get that right?
You sure did, Adam.
Awesome. And we're also joined by Mr. Matt Johnson. Matt, how are you? Did I get your last name right?
Yeah, you did.
Awesome. That was the one.
I was worried about.
Yeah, I was worried about that one between the two. So, guys, thanks so much for joining us tonight. And, you know, obviously, it's just, as I mentioned in the intro, there's a lot of chatter going on Twitter about Cut Golf. Sam, I'll turn to you first. You know, what is Cut Golf? Is it more than just a new indie golf ball brand? And what's really the goal, I guess, of what Cut Golf should be?
Well, first off, Adam, thanks for having us on the show. Really appreciate it. And, you know, the main goal for Cut Golf is to deliver a no-nonsense golf ball to what we say to the people, right, to our general audience. And that audience is, in my opinion, a very broad audience. It's anything, you know, we consider it the weekend hacker all the way to a single-digit handicap, or if one day a pro wants to play it, that's fine too, even though that's not really our main focus. But it's, you know, in general, a ball for the people.
Well, that's awesome. And obviously, I'm all for anything that's for the people, because I am for sure not a professional golfer. So you guys were actually kind enough to send me over a few sleeves, actually, of the Cut golf balls. Unfortunately, I have not had the chance to play them yet. I live in Chicago, and it's just been a deluge with rain over the last few days. But hopefully this weekend, I'm going to be able to try them out. Matt, I'm going to turn to you. And, you know, this is an interesting concept. It's not just a number of different types of golf balls, but it's also a specific type of service. Can you talk a little bit about what Cut Golf is trying to break into with their subscription-based service?
Yeah, you know, we wanted to create an aspect of convenience. The direct-to-consumer model is fantastic. There's other great ball brands out there that are doing it already. The one thing that we kind of thought about was, anytime you need some new balls, you're going to have to log back into the site and order your next round. With a subscription-based model, you can just count on the fact that every month, every other month, or once a quarter, depending upon what you choose, your balls are just going to show up right at your front door. You can pick them up, head straight to the course, and tee it up.
That's fantastic. Now, is with this model, and I know there's other companies that are doing subscription-based models. God knows I subscribe to a fair share. So when we think about this, and for the listeners, are we thinking in terms of maybe similar to like a Blue Apron or a Dollar Shave Club or something, where you basically pay one fee per month and you just basically wait for the golf balls to show up at your front door?
Yeah, that's absolutely correct. So it's a situation, once you place your first order on the subscription side of things, you know, you're going to get your balls in 5 to 7 days. From there, 30 days later, you can expect your next delivery to show up at your door. You don't have to do anything. And it's very easy to cancel should you not like the balls. Like Sam mentioned earlier, we're a golf ball for the people. We want people to go out and have some fun, save some money while they're doing it so they can get out and play more rounds.
That's the goal, isn't it? Just to get out there and actually spend money on playing the game as opposed to getting geared up for it. And obviously with a sport like golf, which is certainly one of the more expensive sports out there. Mm-hmm. Probably hockey and gymnastics are probably two that are much more expensive than golf, but not too much more, I would say. Sam, you know what's interesting about this is that the price points that you guys are offering for these golf balls are really affordable. Sam, can you talk a little bit about the different tiers of pricing that you have available with Cut Golf?
Sure. So we have a two-piece Sirlin ball that starts off at $1,495, a three-piece Sirlin at $1,995, and our four-piece urethane ball at $2,495. And all those prices are delivered to your doorstep, so it's not, you know, we're not adding your shipping costs in there on top of the price.
Those are incredible prices, I got to say. I mean, so I guess, you know, as we mentioned before we started recording, you know, the audience that we have here at Golf Unfiltered is, you know, we like to ask questions. And so a couple of questions I have for your guys. You know, first of all, are you working with a major ball manufacturer to make these cut golf balls happen?
I would say we work with a pretty reputable manufacturer who has manufactured balls for, you know, some of the other larger brands in the golf industry.
And they're based probably not inside the United States, because obviously most are not, if that's safe to say.
Yeah, that's correct. It's an overseas manufacturer.
And so with these different tiers of pricing, and obviously you've got the shipping included within the price, I mean, these are still extremely competitive golf ball prices. And we've actually had the chance to collaborate, and listeners to this show and readers of the site can actually go on and look at the preview piece that I posted on Cut Golf. There's been some pretty interesting performance numbers that have come up so far about these golf balls. We're not talking about just cheap golf balls here, are we, fellas? We're talking about golf balls that are pretty good in terms of performance.
I would say so. And one thing I would be quick to point out is, you know, of course, everyone's gravitating towards the four-piece urethane ball, and that's great. But there's still, you know, there's still quality in the two-piece and the three-piece. Ball. Actually, my personal favorite is the three piece. It's a great distance ball, has, you know, great performance, you know, off the tee and around the green. So, yeah, I mean, we didn't want to put, you know, I guess the best way to put it is we didn't want to put garbage out, right? I mean, to us, the product was just as important as the subscription service. And also I just wanted to, you know, point something out. Yes, we're really, focused on building a subscription business, but we've also spent some time on the message boards, and, you know, we've seen that people are saying, hey, I want to try this out. I don't know if the subscription's for me, but we really like the price. We would invite everyone to come back to the site and, you know, partake in, you know, the one-time buy option. Which means, hey, you don't have to subscribe, you know, get to know us a little bit, get comfortable with the product. And, you know, maybe in a few months, if you decide, hey, this is the ball for me, yeah, go ahead and sign up for the subscription at that point.
So in terms of getting this idea off the ground, and it's a fantastic idea, and listeners, I certainly encourage you all to go out and check out the website, cutgolfco.com. You know, Sam, I have to ask, you know, as any interviewer would probably do, I did a little research on you, and I understand that you currently still hold a day job, and this is not something that you do full time in terms of, you know, you're not an original equipment manufacturer by any means. This is truly a startup. First of all, when did the idea of Cut Golf originate? And secondly, how long have you guys actually been in business at this point?
So let's see, we've been in business. We launched last Tuesday. Now we're at a legitimate business, in the eyes of, the local and, federal government since, the beginning of the year.
That's a good place to be.
Yeah. So if the feds are listening, we're legit. But yeah, so I mean, I can speak on how this idea, you know, kind of came to be. I was actually learning how to hit the cut off the tee. And and I was just tired of losing. I mean, I was just, you know, sometimes it would just go straight instead of, you know, taking that turn into the fairway. And I was tired of losing balls at my club. And one day I just decided, you know, I'm going to go ahead and play with a range ball today. And just noticed that the performance, you know, obviously I got the cleanest range balls I could find, but my score wasn't really affected, you know, and once I got around the green and on the green, I used my normal gamer, and, you know, I worked on my game and just, you know, said, you know what, maybe there's something to this, you know, maybe we don't all have to shell out, you know, $39.95 or $49.95 or whatever your price point is on your ball. And, you know, and due to my career and my past experience, I know a thing about sourcing, and like I like to say, enough to get me into some trouble. and here we are, right? So, you know, I started reaching out to some factories overseas, bringing in product, you know, and that's where you see that TrackMan data that you have. Because before we made a commitment to the factory, we just wanted to make sure that we had a legitimate supplier that we were working with. So yeah, that's kind of a little bit background there.
I tell you, I feel your pain, man. I mean, trying to hit a shot that you're trying to hit, and then it just goes in the absolute opposite direction. I mean, you're speaking to the choir in that regard.
Yeah, and you know, the irony in that is now I'm hitting a draw. I mean, go figure, right?
right. So you mentioned the TrackMan data, and you know, we won't get into too many of the specifics here, but in the data that listeners to this can go out to the site and see. You guys, the prototype ball, at least in terms of what you were testing at the time, performs very similar and in some instances better than some of the more popular balls that are in the news today. We'll just leave it at that. You know, that's pretty impressive, guys. And I got to say, you know, obviously we all know all the things that are going on in terms of independent golf ball brands. We all know of how certain larger companies have basically pushed out independent golf ball brands over the last few years, specifically in 2015 when a few lawsuits were thrown around. You've probably had to do your homework up to this point. And I mean, are you guys ready to kind of take on this highly saturated market and with the understanding that, hey, people are watching?
Absolutely. I think I'd like to say that we've developed, you know, something a little bit more, you know, just different from what your traditional brands have done. I think, you know, it's pretty apparent that Matt and I have a lot of respect for those that came before us. I have no problem giving Vice or Snell a plug and saying, hey guys, you guys put out a great product. You have a great brand, but we're going to play our ball game. And we're going to execute on giving the customer the best experience that we can give them, you know, really developing our social media presence and really listening to our customers. I mean, if our customers are saying, hey, the ball's too hard, or, you know, we don't like this, you know, we don't like the way you're packaging, you know, how your deliveries come in the mail or whatever it is. I mean, we're listening, right? I mean, I was on the phone today with a customer that, you know, says, hey, I think this is taking longer than it should to get my sleeve. And I called him. I said, look, we tracked your package. It'll be at your doorstep today. If it's not, you know, give me a call. And then we got to, you know, a ball discussion. I mean, I hope that we could do that as long as we're in existence. I also hope that we have great success and it becomes a little bit harder. But, you know, I think that's the difference in cut, right? Is that we're here to hear you guys out. And I don't know that the big boys can necessarily do that. I don't know that they can turn on a dime and say, oh, you know, maybe the compression's, you know, maybe it's not low enough. Let's take it down a few notches. And I think we've seen the market respond to some of the new additions of say, you know, whether it's the Chrome Soft or the Pro V. And, you know, you hear the chatter on the message boards, but, you know, I don't think that those guys can really address, you know, everyone in the market and their needs. I don't know that we can necessarily do that either, but we're willing to listen.
You know, that's really well said, because, I mean, it's not what I can say is that you guys are not making claims that you're better than any other brand, which I think is highly respectable, and I want to commend you guys on taking that stance, because I think it's obvious. I mean, Sam, you even said yourself that this is a company for the everyman golfer. Well, the everyman golfer is going to go and try to buy, presumably, whatever they see on television and whatever advertisements are shoved down their throats as much as they can. And so you even named a couple of the golf balls, the more popular ones, the Chrome Soft, the Pro V1. I mean, these are golf balls that any golfer knows about. But what you guys are saying, if I understand you correctly, is you're trying to find that niche where, you know what, maybe I don't have to spend $50 on a dozen golf balls. Maybe I don't have to go and play the same type of golf ball that the world number one has to play. So is that kind of more along the lines of, one, listening to like what you said, listening to your customers' feedback, and two, are you going to continue to do testing to really meet those needs of your specific niche customers?
Yeah, the answer is yes. And, you know, I think you mentioned hockey earlier, and I grew up playing hockey, and, you know, for instance, you could really pull a hockey stick off the shelf, and, you know, you're a Chicago guy, so, you know, Patrick Kane is using it, you know, it's maybe obviously it's a different spec stick, but, you know, for instance, I mean, I would love to use, you know, the M2, but for whatever reason, it just doesn't feel right to me. Right. And mm-hmm. I don't have any sort of knock on TaylorMade, but to me, you know, the equipment is so, like I told you in the intro, was such a subjective thing, if you will.
Right.
So we'll hear people out. Like I said, I don't, you know, I think a motto that I have is that if you ask 20 people for their feedback, you get about 30 different responses. You know, and that's everything from the name, you know, the cut name to the product to the packaging. You know, some of it's, majority of it's pretty good. You know, some of it's okay. And then some people just want to say, it's not really for me. And that's okay. You know, it's not for everybody.
Now, totally agree with you. I think that is a niche that a lot of people overlook. You know, I think that's an approach that I am guaranteeing that golfers will appreciate, because I know, speaking on behalf of myself, you know, I want to go ahead and try the products that are going to work the best for me. And I don't really care what any magazine says, or I don't care what a television commercial tells me. You know, Matt, I want to go back to you real quick. So right now, you guys, you mentioned that you officially opened business last Tuesday. I know that we got started a little bit later today because people were coming to pick up golf balls. Are you guys, where is headquarters right now? Is that in an office building, or are you just doing this out of your house?
We're currently doing it right out of the garage, you know, old school startup style.
Nice.
It comes in, you know, we have all our packaging and everything set up, so it's pretty easy to get right out the door. It allows us to kind of react very quick. Which I hope people kind of gravitate to. But, you know, when you're a startup and you're trying to make a splash, do everything you can to keep your costs down. And that's kind of what we're trying to do. And any cost we can keep down, we pass on to the customers. And that's just kind of the whole motto of our company. You know, don't expect flashy packaging, over-the-top advertising, sponsored players with huge contracts. We're not really about that. We're about getting a good golf ball into your hands. And, you know, Sam said it earlier, it's a golf ball for the people. It's not a golf ball for the pros.
I love that message. And folks, I mean, you could probably see it on the website as well. Don't sell yourself short. You have great packaging. The logo is amazing. I think everything looks so clean, and it's just very well done. One question I have for you guys, and Matt, I'll stick with you on this. Is the golf ball currently conforming?
Right now, we're actually in the process of getting the four-piece urethane ball to conform with USGA. It should be on the list in April or May. And then after, just the four-piece for right now.
Gotcha. And so when the next revisions come out, essentially?
Yeah.
Perfect. So, you know, I don't, this is just so, there's so many questions I could ask you because, you know, whenever a new independent golf brand comes into the market, we want to know as much as we can about that brand. And certainly the listeners to this show are really going to pay close attention to you guys, but especially because you're so engaging on social media. Sam, I'll go back to you. Is this a plan, as you've mentioned a couple times already in our conversation today, that you want to be for the people, you want to listen to customers? Is that really the concept? Is this going to be more of a community of people who support Cut Golf?
Yes, you've hit the nail right on the head with, you know, your what you've described as the community, right? I'm a big fan of you know, that the crowdsourced environment. You know, I mean, let's let the golfer have a say here, right? I mean, if we walked into any given, you know, large manufacturer's facility and said, "Hey, I don't like this." I'm guessing I'm going to get thrown out of the lobby pretty quickly, right?
You're right.
And rightfully so. You know, I wouldn't expect them to necessarily hear me out. You know, I'm just a little sliver of their market, and that might be an overstatement. But no, I mean, you know, we're talking to folks. You know, we're getting a lot of inquiries from say the UK and Canada asking for, you know, if we're going to start shipping there. And you know, I'm sitting at my computer late at night trying to figure out the best shipping solutions to either country. And you know, I mean, I really, you know, I'll reference, you know, the phone calls with customers, and I personally really enjoy that. You know, I mean, that's a lot of fun for me. And you know, it reminds it essentially it's in a way the irony is, I started a golf ball brand with Matt, and now I have like no time to go golf. But you know, like when I was, you know, when I had these get to have these phone conversations with customers, it's kind of cool. It's like, you know, you're transported to the course for that, you know, quick 5 to 10 minute chat. You had, you know, you discuss golf balls, equipment, you know, this, that, or the other. And you know, it's kind of that thing that will bring a smile to my face throughout the course of the day.
How has customer feedback been up to this point?
I would rate it as very positive. I would even say for, you know, for some folks that I would say would be staunch critics of a ball, regardless of who puts it out. I think the general feedback is, wow, I'm pleasantly surprised.
That's
And I'll
fantastic.
take that. Yeah.
Well, hell yeah, you'll take it. I mean, I'm looking forward to playing it as well. I'm looking forward to trying it out. We're going to do a test for Golf Unfiltered also, and listeners are going to be able to check that test out as soon as I can get out on the course. Guys, I really do appreciate the time. I know you guys are really busy. It's as any startup is, especially one that's getting this much attention on social media. Sam, where can our listeners find you on social?
So on social, you will go to Cut Golf on Instagram. And then you'll have to excuse me here. And then on Twitter at Cut Golf Co.
Perfect. Twitter and Instagram are definitely the two most popular among startup golf companies, as well as golf in general. I see that's where most of the our listeners go to. Guys, you are listening to Matt and Sam from Cut Golf, and this is they got a lot of buzz around them. They've got a ton of buzz, and I know a lot of people are going to try to check them out. And you guys right now are shipping only to the United States at this point, is that right?
Yes, just for right now, we'd encourage everyone to stay in touch, you know, and we'll send updates out as soon as we can go into Canada, UK. We're also getting inquiries from Australia. So just keep in touch, and even if we got to do a special, you know, little side deal to get stuff out the door, we'll do it for you.
If we have to drive it there ourselves, we'll get it there. So, guys, Matt and
Which
Sam.
we actually do that. Sorry to interrupt you,
No, it's
Adam.
fine.
If you are in the greater Costa Mesa, Newport area in Orange County, don't be surprised if you get a knock at the door from one of us.
Now that's service, folks. They will hand deliver I'm not going to make that promise out there because now everyone's going to expect you to hand deliver their golf balls to the door. But, you know, that's awesome. And I think, guys, it just speaks to how much you want this to be a community. I wish you nothing but the best and success with this golf ball brand. And certainly, guys, we'd love to have you on when you guys have just made it big in the golf ball market, if you're open to it.
Absolutely. Absolutely. We'd love to come on again.
And listeners, we will be back again next week with another guest, but that is Sam and Matt from Cut Golf Company. Guys, thanks again so much.
Thanks, Adam.